Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How are all our little Jetheronians doing today?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. I think I'm part of them.
You are.
Yeah.
So are you? We're all Jetheronians.
Hell yeah. I'm doing fantastic.
God, so am I.
Well,
cheers.
Let's chink.
Yeah.
Did you see what glass I have?
A Stimmelt, right? Or wait, no. I have a Stimmelt. What do you have?
Look what I have.
She has her special Riedel.
I do.
Glass.
I got it out today.
And she only gets it out on very special days. I'm not sure why today's so special. It's probably because I'm here.
Because you're here.
Yeah,
if you're here, it's special.
Hell yeah.
So, but I will hand wash and put it away right after.
I mean, literally all you have to do is I just do mine under hot water.
Okay.
I don't even use soap on them.
I just rinse it and dry it off
with a nice H2O cloth that I don't know if you own anymore.
Well, mine all got ruined.
I know. I remember
by someone in my household.
Yeah, I remember that.
Some kind of black stuff on them that won't come off.
Yes. So you need more.
Yeah.
Kathy, if you're listening to this, remind me that I need to buy Kobe some of these for Christmas.
I think I've told Kathy once or twice that all my towels are ruined and she was going to send me a link or something.
Yes.
She's forgetting.
Okay. Well, we'll get that done. Don't worry.
We'll get that done. Yeah.
Yes. So we actually do have a topic that we're going to try our asses off to stay on today.
Yeah, we're going to be super serious here.
We are. Well, we'll pop some fun in there too, but we have a serious topic today and it's something we're both passionate about and we just thought we would share this passion with all of you guys and see if you guys can help us spread the knowledge or give us some tidbits that we don't know.
Because I'm sure there's lots of stuff that you can probably do that we're not doing.
Exactly.
So our topic.
Or not do. Yes.
There you go. So our topic today is how can we help save our environment?
And it sounds like a really, really big project, but if every single person does their part in the world,
it adds up.
It really adds up.
So I Googled, how do you save the environment?
That would be a pretty big, vast amount of information.
I just took the top two. There was actually two lists of things. So I have two lists. Some of it might overlap.
Okay.
But I thought I'd just read it.
Okay.
And we can kind of talk about these different things and how we do it. All right. So the first list, the very number one thing it says is stop eating meat.
Like all meat?
All meat.
How does that help
especially,
the environment?
Well, especially red meat.
Okay.
So this is why. Red meat is responsible for 10 to 40 times as many greenhouse emissions as common vegetables and grains.
Wait, is that from the farting?
Yes.
This is why that one lady wanted to get rid of all the cows, remember?
Well, but plus the grain, if all of the grain that were fed to the livestock were fed to people, you could feed 800 million people.
Mm.
So it would help reduce starvation, like because people would be eating all the grains instead of all the cows.
So is this thing also saying to eliminate the cows?
Well, you wouldn't really need them.
So they just wouldn't be breeding them massively.
Right.
We're not going to be doing a mass execution of all the cows in the world.
Well, eventually they just die of old age
or
whatever.
And that would be fine. Yeah.
So no meat.
I'm okay with that.
Which you and I don't really eat red meat.
We don't eat any red meat.
We eat chicken. That's pretty much it.
And turkey.
Chickens. Do chickens fart? I don't think chickens fart.
But they poop, so they probably fart.
But their chicken poop is really small.
It's like pebbles.
And it's like fertilizer, right? Can't you just use that for fertilizer?
Well, I would assume so.
So I think we're halfway there on this one.
I feel like we are. It does.
Did you find something?
It says, turns out that real experts, and my Google search has parentheses around the real, so I'm not sure how real these guys are, claim birds do not usually fart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. From popular science, it's not that they can't. they just don't.
They just don't. Okay, so I think we're good on this one.
Yeah. I think you and me, I think if you stick to, I don't think fish fart.
No, I doubt it.
So I think if you stick to like the
white
really,
meat
really healthy.
And the fish?
Fish and chicken.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I know pigs fart.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And people fart. So we should get rid of some of them too.
Yes, we'll do a Thanos and just zap pop the population.
Have I not said I was a fan of that? Yeah. I would have done a better selection of who vanished. I wouldn't just did a random one like that.
I want to be able to select. I don't want it to be random.
I mean, like we've talked about in the past, certain IQ levels on and under, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
I would so do that.
Or just give me the glove. God. All right. Number two, stop eating dairy.
Chink.
Done.
We don't eat dairy.
So
God, we're helping the environment so much.
The only dairy I do indulge in.
Sour cream.
Is sour cream.
Yeah, I knew that. But she doesn't have
it's like
to.
It's like my ranch. I want it.
And that has dairy in it too. I found a dairy-free ranch though.
I did too. I found it at the health food store. And,
perfect.
It's really yummy. It actually doesn't taste like ranch. It tastes like seasoning.
I know we can find a better dairy-free sour cream other than the one I like.
I've been my own dressing.
How about sour cream, though?
No,
we can find one.
We have, yeah, we could probably. I found lactose-free sour cream, but I haven't tried the.
Well, you did try mine. You said it did not taste like sour cream.
It didn't, and it was like made out of soy, which.
Yeah, which doesn't agree with you. No, but it was decent for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So no dairy.
No dairy because it takes a lot of food to keep a dairy cow alive. 66% of all crop calories goes to cows.
Wow.
The cow farts account for 28% of all methane emissions related to human activity.
Well, so there goes with our beef cows again.
Cows are the fucking problem.
But don't you remember that senator you told me about from the East Coast that actually proposed that they get rid of all the cows, no more planes, and what was the other thing?
What was the other thing? She said get rid of the farting cows, no more air travel. What else did she say? Like if within 5 years or something like
that. Yeah. Like just gonna do this mass murder of all cows.
Then you'd have PETA up your ass.
Yeah. PETA's up your ass if you want to get rid of anything. It could be a rabid dog and they're going to be up your ass.
I would like for you to know something right now.
Okay.
This morning when I was at work, I went into the public restroom where I work.
I have feelings it's about a spider.
And I noticed that one of the hand soap dispensers was open.
Oh.
Like it has like a, it's yes. like a, it's where you put your hand. It's an automatic.
Exactly.
Whatever.
So that was open.
It was open. I went to shut it and I noticed the clasp was broken. That's why it was open.
Oh.
And so then I went to go wash my hands, which is why I was in there.
Exactly.
And there's a big ass spider in the sink.
And you went to the different sink.
Big ass spider. And you know what I did?
You didn't flush them down the drain.
I went, oh, and I ran out of the bathroom. This is at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because no one else is really there.
There's nobody else there.
No.
And so I went back to try to fix the hand soap dispenser and looked and it was still in there. And I'm like, okay, little guy, I'm not ever coming back in this bathroom.
Oh, my God.
But realistically, there's 1,000 people that go through there in a day. So he's either long gone or somebody got him.
Oh,
probably.
Not the way I wanted the story to go.
I almost called you because you had time to come get it.
And this morning
you
were
not at work yet.
No, I actually leave my house at 6.
Okay, so you had time to come get it.
Oh, I would have came and got them.
But I'm like, no, I'll never hear the end of it.
You're not going to now. All you would have to do is grab a little paper towel and let them crawl on it.
No.
Oh, God. And then you could have dropped the paper towel outside of the sink.
It was fairly large. But I just want you to know, I did not kill it or wash it down the sink or anything.
Are you even brave enough to kill a spider?
No.
Yourself.
I can't kill
a
spider.
So this impressive story is not that impressive because you did exactly what is expected.
I ran away. That's what I did.
But I thank you for not turning the water on.
I didn't. Well, he was, well, and there's a great thing in the bottom of the sink, too. And he was big enough that he would not have gone down anyways.
Oh, and water doesn't kill spiders anyway.
So, yeah, if he's not going to go down, it's an automatic shutoff thing. And I would have had to be splashing it and I'd probably knock it on myself or some dumb shit.
You do realize most of the big spiders aren't the ones you worry about.
It wasn't like a black widow or anything. It was a normal, just ordinary brown.
Garden spider?
Thing. Thing. All right.
A beautiful creature.
Number three.
Let's see. We're two for two right now.
This one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Change your car driving habits.
To meaning I have to carpool?
Yes.
Or drive an electric car?
Carpool, Uber, walk, or take public transportation.
Wait, Uber, that's the same thing, you guys. The Uber does not belong on the list, because if I'm a single person and I call for an Uber, that's not doing anything. I'm now making the car drive to me and then to my destination and then back instead of me. You know what I mean? Like, it's four trips for the Uber versus two trips in my own
car. Well, you know what? If you moved right next to me, then you wouldn't have to drive so far.
Well, I know. I'm working on this.
Okay. Yeah. You need to work faster.
Okay. Yep.
Number four.
Okay.
Notice how you use your water.
Oh, yes. Yes.
65% of the water we use is in the bathroom.
Yes.
Take shorter showers. Don't leave the tap water running when you're brushing your teeth, and use an energy efficient shower head.
I do all those things.
I do. Yeah.
And you know,
I actually brush my teeth in the shower.
Oh, you're double dutying then.
So yeah.
I just do a little bit of water, get my toothbrush wet, and then I don't use the water the whole time it's on.
Yeah.
And then I turn it on again. But as for the shower thing, I have no choice. I still rock on that same water heater that is, I'm going to knock on wood, it's still going. But it's only about a 10 to 15 minute shower at best.
Yeah.
So you have to take fast ones in the Brinsfield house.
Yeah, because you don't have any hot water.
No.
All right. This one is a big one. Reduce the amount of paper in your life.
I could do better on this.
40% of the world's commercially cut timber is used for paper.
Yes.
I just saw something on, it was an ad somewhere about like toilet paper and paper towels that you could get that were made out of bamboo instead of trees.
But how good is the bamboo in this world?
Well, bamboo's cheap and it grows really fast.
And there's a lot of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't want to cut the trees down because they're what produce oxygen.
I thought all plants produced oxygen.
Yeah, but trees are big and they produce a lot more.
So the bamboo does do that too, though, right?
I don't think so.
So the bamboo is for koalas to eat and pandas?
They do eat that, yeah.
Like, I think that's their main diet. Pandas eat that.
But it's like really cheap and it grows really fast, okay. I think.
Well, Kobe, let's open a bamboo farm.
Okay, we can do that.
And then we'll sell it for paper.
So here's some suggestions.
Okay.
Do like, make sure you do like e-statements for any of your bank accounts and credit cards and things like that.
Yeah. And I am not the best. Probably 50% of my bills come paperless. Mm. I could change out the rest.
I get no paper bills.
Yeah. You're so much better.
I don't want it. Just email it to me. Don't use paper towels. Use a regular towel.
Yes.
And try to find a different way to wrap your Christmas presents, it says.
Well, we did this last year.
We did.
And we're reusing the shit out of that stuff.
Yeah.
And all the people I gave it to are
and
reusing it.
And that's what I'm
it.
Doing again this year.
Me too. Because it's the best. And it's the easiest way to wrap crap.
It is. It was
shove
so fast.
It in the bag. I mean, if you guys weren't listening to us back in Christmas season, we bought these amazing bags that's made out of like a Mylar, I think.
Yeah, it looks like a Mylar balloon.
Yeah,
thing.
It does.
It's not
and
paper. It's,
no. And you have these little pull tabs.
String
thingies.
Like a ribbon, whatever.
Yeah. And so you put the thing in your bag, pull the strings. Tie it in a boat. Done.
So easy. And they're decorated all cute.
Yeah, and they
and you can reuse them.
Yes. And they open really easy for people.
And they're very pretty.
So buying those again this year. Yeah.
I am too. They're doing Christmas in July right now. They have those on sale.
Are you kidding me?
So not kidding.
Might have to get those.
Do you need to get some?
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I don't really watch QVC that much during this time of the year.
Yeah.
I turn it on pretty nonstop from October until Christmas.
Yeah, I know, me too.
It's always on this time of year. I just don't. And then as soon as it's like addiction. And then as soon as Christmas is over, it's like, okay, new channel. I don't need it again.
I know. Like, I'm done with you.
But you get so many good ideas.
I know you do.
And I love the big group sets.
Oh, I do too. Because you can break them up and you can get like a group, bunch of like five things for like $20 and you have five presents.
Well, I mean, we have both been recipients of each other's big group purchases.
Yes, we have.
And it's amazing.
And guess what? You will be again this year.
And I bet you will be too. Although I'm almost done Christmas shopping for you.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
I'm still getting your advent calendar stuff.
Well, I haven't started that. I'm talking about, I have about half of the Jolly Jingle Joy Box and I have only two items to buy for Christmas.
Wow.
And I know what they are. That's knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. I'm having a hard time. All right. Use a refillable water bottle. That's a no-brainer, which we both
I
do.
I so do that.
Heather does that. Hard ass. There it is.
Do you hear this? Wait, did you hear the click? Right. Here.
There's her clicky
water
bottle.
That's my clicky water bottle. And I also don't replace them very often.
No, not unless a dog chews it up.
Well, and then I still, that purple one he did chew up, I still use that. If it still works, I use it.
We finally convinced my boss at work to buy us a water tower thing instead of buying water bottles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's, you guys are for the environment.
That's right.
Saving the environment, because they reuse those big 5 gallon guys.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They reuse them.
That is smart. I should probably get one of those for my home instead of buying the gallons every.
You should.
I do recycle though.
Yeah. Have you heard of Rothy's shoes?
What are those?
They're just like shoe, like flats. Like they have like 5 different styles or something called Rothy's.
Rothy's?
Yeah.
Rothy's.
Rothy's.
Rothy's. Okay.
Rothy's.
Okay.
They're all, the shoes are made 100% from recycled plastic bottles.
Oh my God.
And apparently they're super comfortable. You can throw them in the washing machine and everything. I keep hearing about it. I don't have any. But
we'll have to look into these.
They're expensive. They're like $120 or something for a pair.
But they're made out of plastic, so they must last a long time.
But I think so.
Yeah.
And each one, I can't remember they said how many plastic bottles it, you know.
You know, one of my subscription boxes, the Cause Box,
yeah,
only uses recycled items. Don't use anything that's tested on animals. And all of their products are to better the environment.
Nice.
And the world. So like... I don't remember by off the top of my head something, but I remember we got something that was made from, girls that were helping them go to college. That's over in Africa.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And we've had a few other things in there. There's always like a makeup item or a beauty item. It's kind of like the FabFitFun box.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good for the environment.
Good.
And animals.
Yeah. We like that.
We do love the animals.
Like be mindful of what you throw in the trash.
Yes.
So just for Christmas, as a gift, I received a composter last year.
That was amazing.
And so, which I asked for, because you don't want to throw away like food waste, because it fills up your garbage can and it's, you know.
It's food.
It's food. So I've been throwing food waste into my composter since Christmas.
And that's
and
been going
well.
And
you just go out and spin it a couple times a week. And so far, it's still breaking down. It's pretty big, actually. It takes a while to fill up.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for that nice... It just turns into, like, dirt. And you can use it and put it in your garden.
We, yeah, we don't have a composter.
You should get one.
We should, but I was just thinking in my head, like, literally, like, 4 or 5 years ago, I don't remember the exact date, my husband and I made a New Year's resolution. Every year, we usually make one together.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 years ago, it was to not be wasteful with food.
That's a good one.
And we have gotten to the point where we literally hardly ever throw food out. Because like if
good.
We make something, we make sure we eat every last bit of those leftovers. It doesn't stay in the fridge. If we go out to a restaurant, bring leftovers home, we eat it. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't sound good the next day, we still eat it.
Yep. Yep.
And we just don't have, I was just thinking, I was like, I don't feel like I throw away a lot of food anymore.
We used to, and I've gotten way better at making sure we eat the leftovers.
It's hard because
sometimes it is hard because you don't want it.
No, you would rather have something new, fresh and new.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. But I think cooking at home was a way of helping the environment too.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if think about it, we brought fast food home today. My husband and I brought it over and we filled up almost a whole garbage can with the just the paper and the
boxes
and, and everything.
The drink cups and just the carrying tray thing.
It's
and
so much.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, eating, not eating out or taking the drive-through stuff.
Yeah.
That might help.
Yeah. That's
okay.
A good one.
Okay.
Bag it yourself. That's a no-brainer.
Bring your own bags.
And, you know, I have my own reusable bags. I have quite a few that I keep in my car.
Oh, yours are actually in the car.
They're in the car.
Do you still, do you ever use them?
No, I never remember to take it into the store.
Mine are still in my closet. They haven't even made it to the car yet.
So I do reuse, though, the grocery bags. I save them all.
Oh, I do, too.
I save them, and I use them, like, for garbage can liners in the bathroom. If we're going on trips, I use them to, like, put my shoes in or my dirty clothes. And so I do, like, reuse them. Yeah. I don't throw them away.
But eventually they do end up in the landfill.
Yeah.
So, like, when we do our click lists.
Yes.
How could we have them use our bags?
You can't with that.
Because eventually, you know, they're going to have that outlawed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my home.
Well, they'll charge you.
Well, that's how it is in Bellingham area.
Yeah.
You get charged for a bag, or every time I go there, I literally am just carrying my stuff out in my arms.
Hey, you know, every time we go to Trader Joe's, I don't get there very often. I always forget that they charge you
for a bag.
For a bag. And they only use paper bags, though. They don't even have plastic.
And they charge you for the paper?
I believe so.
Wow.
But so what I do is I end up buying a reusable bag there, and then they put the stuff
in the bag.
That's
why you have so many.
That's why I have so many Trader Joe's bags.
That's awesome. Okay.
So, yeah.
So what else do we got?
The last one says borrow or fix rather than buy. Buy and throw away fashion is detrimental for the environment. 1 kilogram of fabric generates 23 kilograms of greenhouse gases. So I've actually been doing this with ThredUp, and I've told you about that before.
And it's I see a box right by you.
Yeah, so it's an online consignment store, basically where you can buy other people's used items.
Do you get to pick them out, or they pick them out
for
you?
No, you pick it out.
Okay.
And then you can send your used items in, and they will put them on consignment, and then you get money if they sell, and then you can use your credit to buy yourself something else.
That's kind of fun.
And it's all nice brand name items. You can pick like what brands you like, and they'll email you if something new in your brand comes available. And I've gotten quite a few things, and it's all been really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not buying new stuff. You're just recycling.
Which is very nice.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the end of the first list.
Oh.
There might be some duplicates on the second one. Or maybe they're all... maybe it's all the same thing. It's a different list. The only other one that says is recycle, which, duh.
Yeah, recycling's... should be a must. Everybody should do it. I know up in where we live, recycling's not free.
It's not here either.
So there's a lot of people, like just on my street, there's only like two of us that recycle on my street. It's because they don't want to pay the extra money.
Yep.
But honestly, I have asked some of them how much they pay for their huge can of garbage. I have the huge can during the summer because of yard waste.
Yeah.
But during the winter, I can downgrade to a tiny can. Because most of everything I throw away is recyclable.
Yep.
And all goes in the recycle can.
Yep.
And then, you know, the other thing we have done, like Kobe and I don't throw away our corks from our wine.
Mm-mm.
We save them. Even though I have mountains and mountains and mountains of them at home.
We do craft
And we do
with
crafts
them.
With them.
Yeah.
I also like to create things with them at home.
You could make Christmas presents.
Oh, my God. We so could make Christmas presents.
We didn't have a freaking craft day.
Oh, my gosh. Wine bottles is another one you can make crafts out of. And yes, I love doing that.
Yep.
That was really fun. There's so many different things, ways that you can help the environment. I feel like I help the environment by pulling all these sad stray little animals off the streets.
Well, you're helping the animals for sure.
Well, yeah. That helps the environment.
I'm sure it does.
There's been a lot of things that can be said. I know I've been studying a lot about North Pole, South Pole, and how the global warming is really affecting that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that can be done for that, mainly for the emissions.
Yeah.
And no, I don't agree with their whole Uber thing, but something to be said, if you can carpool, if you can take a bus,
yeah.
If you can ride your bike, hey, two stones.
Hey, if I had a bike and I didn't live so far away from my workplace.
You live pretty far.
I would ride my bike.
If I move down here and I'm close enough to my work, I already had said I would probably start driving my Vespa to work.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know what that thing does? Guess how much it costs to fill up the whole tank?
$5.
Well, it depends. How much right now is it? How much is it for a gallon right now?
I like $3.
It cost me $3. It's a 1 gallon tank.
Woo!
So guess how many miles I get on that 1 gallon.
50.
100
Holy
miles.
Holy shit.
For my one
Does
little gallon.
Does it still
gallon.
Run?
I don't know.
Oh, we have to work on it.
It needs a tune-up. Yeah, I think it's going to take a trip over the mountains to the Seattle area and go visit my brother-in-law at some point where when we move to where I can actually drive the thing again.
Yeah,
can't drive it where I live.
Perfect. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Except in the wintertime.
Well, don't put it past me.
Maybe. If there's not too much snow, you could
as
still
long
do,
as there's no snow.
You just have to bundle up.
I'll bundle up, but I'll put some studded tires on my thing.
On that Vespa.
On my little Vespa. It's so cute.
Oh. So the only other thing on this list that wasn't on the other list was about electricity, to save electricity.
And you can do that with so many different ways. I changed out all of my light bulbs to LEDs.
Yep.
That's a good way of doing it. They say that you can... this is not something I do with everything in my house, but they suggest you do it with every single plug in your house. You unplug everything. Computers, TVs, yep. internet, everything. I do unplug quite a few things before I leave for the day. I'm sorry, my TV does not get unplugged. Neither does my internet.
And it doesn't even say to unplug stuff. It just says to make sure you turn everything off.
But it's still using electricity, supposedly.
I've heard that, actually.
Because I was reading a ways of reducing my power bill because... Well, once I got it down to $28, I was like, how low can I get this thing?
Luckily, we live in an area where electricity is super, super cheap.
Is it just as cheap down here?
Yeah.
Than where I'm at?
It is. It's
cheap. Okay, I love that.
It's super cheap.
Love that. I know you can make your house more energy efficient, so you're not using as much.
Talking about, the air conditioning and the heat.
Yeah.
I know you like your house chilly.
I don't, but I really save... the environment with my heating.
Yes.
Because in the wintertime, you ask my husband, I keep that house pretty much, there's no heat on at all. I have it set around 55 degrees.
This actually says just to layer your clothes and turn the heat down.
That's exactly what I do in my house. Anytime my husband complains it's so cold when he gets home on the weekends, I'm like, put a couple sweatshirts on. You got a pair of sweats in there. You got some nice slippers. You just bundle up. It's easier to bundle up.
And I have much... rather be cold. It's because you can bundle up if you're
exactly
cold. If you're hot, there's nothing you can do about that
other than jumping in an ice bath.
You can only take so much off, and then it just and being hot to me is miserable.
Yes,
miserable. Mm.
So we all can help the environment. I also think to help the environment, and this is, I might be just beating a dead horse here because you guys all know I'm a massive animal activist. We need to save the animals. We have to save the animals. Everybody doesn't think that's important for the environment, but it is. The animals do certain things for the environment that the people can't. And you have to keep the ecosystem happy.
I think I read somewhere like a species a day is going extinct.
And it is so true. And with every species that goes extinct... there's a huge impact on the whole world, the whole environment, including us. I mean, even if it's something that you think is insignificant, that's going to have a domino effect on another species. That will have another effect on another species. Eventually, it gets to us.
Yeah.
So, be kind to animals. There's no reason to go out of your way to hurt them. There's no reason to do anything but help them. They already have a really rough time in this world as it is.
Yeah.
Well, on another side note here, away from the environmental stuff, my fucking dog has had his sixth training with his private lesson instructor, and he's like a different dog.
He, this whole time we've been talking, he's just sitting there.
Yep.
Usually he's running back and forth.
Because he's a good boy now.
And he's a good boy now. And, no, he's scratching.
I know. At least he's not licking his balls.
He's being so good.
I know. He did get his little ass handed to him last week by Kobe's mama cat.
Oh, yeah, my cat.
But it wasn't too bad. He didn't pee.
He didn't pee, and she didn't really beat the shit out of him like the last time.
No. Nope. And today was just a little warning.
Yeah. He's been good. He's been a
good
dog.
Oh, my God. I'm just so happy. I mean, I actually have a dog I'm not embarrassed to bring out in public. He's pretty amazing. I'm so excited for that.
Stinker.
I know. I just love him.
Oh, I do have a small fucked up news story.
I love fucked up news. It's my favorite part of every
week. Now, I want you to
week.
Know, when I go searching for fucked up news, I very first look at local news stories just to see.
Did you find one local?
Like that guy that shot himself in the balls. That was local.
And had all the marijuana coming out of his ass.
Stuffed up his ass.
Yeah. That was amazing.
So I just, you know, if there's anything at all interesting locally, I tend to go for that.
Yes.
So I found one. This is about a woman. I'm not sure if I have her name. She lives in a Rondo, but she works in Wenatchee.
Okay,
so
okay.
She drives back and forth. Which
like
is
most
about
people, that's 30 minutes
30
roughly.
Minutes maybe, yep. 25 minutes. So she was driving to work from Rondo, Wenatchee, and she felt like she hit something with her car, but she wasn't sure. She looked out the rearview mirror. There was nothing there.
I already know this story.
Do you?
Because it deals with an animal. Which I don't think I love what happens to the animals.
So she kept going.
Yes.
Didn't see anything. So got to work. And after she got to work, she got out of her sedan. And in the front grill of her sedan was stuck
a coyote.
A coyote.
I do know the story.
Still alive.
Broken leg.
Broken leg.
Which, nowhere in the... Does this story say what happened to him?
No, I could not find out what
That's
happened to him.
Why? Nobody... More than likely, they euthanized him.
So, they took him... The Humane Society took him, I believe. Because they would call... I don't know if they call Department of Health and or Fish and Wildlife. Or if they call, you know... In this instance, they called the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And... It just says they could not be reached for comment. So I don't know what happened to the coyote. Did you see the photo?
Yes.
Of the
He looked pretty sad.
The little coyote stuck in the grill.
Yeah, he looked really sad and scared.
And I hope that after all the trouble they went to get him out of there, that they went ahead and saved him and like
cast his leg.
Cast his leg.
And kept him in a rehabilitation center.
Yeah.
That would be my most ideal situation. More than likely he got euthanized. Just
I'm going to call him and find out.
Okay. That would be great
because
to have an update
I
on
would
that.
Love to know what happened to him.
I mean, like, it's not going to be like a happy story like cilantro, I don't think. Because I did follow up on him.
And what'd they say?
They said he was fine. He was doing good.
Have we talked about cilantro?
Oh, I think we have mentioned cilantro a couple times. Maybe not by name. a couple seasides ago, about 2 years ago, exactly.
Yes, we were in Seaside, Oregon on vacation.
I think it's almost exactly 2 days from now.
It has been exactly 2 years.
Because we found them on our first day.
2 years from today.
Yes. Oh, my God. And we were in Seaside. And were we driving?
Yeah.
We were driving.
We're driving home from Enchanted Forest.
That's right. So that was a Tuesday.
It was,
oh, my God.
That was Monday.
That was a Monday.
That was because we went
on
Sunday.
Oh, we went on Sunday. So it is exactly 2 years then.
It's exactly 2 years
exactly.
ago from
okay.
today.
And the seagull was in the middle of the road, right by the bridge where everybody likes to fish and crab. And he didn't fly. He kind of hopped. So we kind of watched the rear view a little bit. And
he wasn't moving one of his wings.
No. So we were thinking there was something wrong with him. So we parked at the house.
We went back to our rental house.
Yes.
And you're like, I have to go check on that seagull because I think he's hurt.
Yep.
What should we do?
I don't have a bird phobia, but I'm not too fond of birds.
So I'm like, well, do we have a box that we could maybe put him in?
We found a beer box.
We had an empty beer box.
Yeah.
Of course. And they were like, well, how are we going to catch him? And I said, well, grab a towel and we'll just throw a towel over him and then put him in the box.
Exactly.
And so we back, you, me, Thor, and Megan.
Yes.
And he was still there.
Yes.
And it was on a road, so we waited till there was no traffic. I'm like, okay, everybody take a side. We have to corner him because he's going to run. He could not fly, though.
No.
So we kind of cornered him in the front when he wasn't looking you through that towel
I
over
did.
Him.
And picked him up, and I think I screamed all the way to the
you
box.
You did. You're like, oh, my God, I have a bird.
Because they are a lot bigger when you actually grab
they
one
are.
And pick one up.
And they will peck the shit out of you.
Well, we had the towel over him, so thank God for that.
So... threw him in the beer box and shut the thing and took it back to the house.
We had the best colorful tape on that
taped
box.
Taped it back with my washi scrapbooking tape.
Yep.
And set him in the shower.
And then we decided that he might have been hungry and thirsty. So then without researching anything, we soaked a bunch of bread in water and stuffed it in through a hole.
I think he ate it.
Oh, I know he ate it. I'm pretty sure he ate it. But then we read on the refrigerator after we were searching and calling all these places about where we could find, take this poor seagull at. We finally found the number without the help from the fridge.
Yeah.
But then we went to the refrigerator and I think it was you that noticed.
Well, it was rules for staying in the house. Yes. And one of them says, do not feed seagulls bread.
And we did. Soaking wet bread with water.
I think they meant dry bread because they said they could choke on it. So I think since it was wet, it was probably
okay. And we did the wet because we were trying to hydrate them too.
Yeah.
And then it also said on there, gave us a phone number of where and what we could do if we caught an injured one, which we had already spent hours researching on the phone trying to find some place. And we actually had secured a place. But we could have looked at the fridge and it would have spelled it out for us the whole time.
And he was quiet the whole time. He didn't make a sound.
He pooped on me.
But he didn't poop until we went to go take him to the local aquarium. That's where they said to take him.
Yes. And they were so happy he was in a box.
Oh, gosh.
They said, people hand them just birds. Just hand them over.
But Heather picked it up and there was like, of course, the box has a slot. Because
it's a beer box.
It's a beer box. And that bird just shit like
as I
so
was
much.
Carrying the box.
And Heather freaked out and was screaming.
Guys, there was bird shit on my hand.
He's pooping on me. He's pooping on me. And I'm like, well, now that's not going in my car.
It did, though.
Well, we put a garbage
bunch of garbage
bag down.
Bags down and I had to wash my hands.
Yeah.
And then nobody believed us that we actually had a bird. We found some people on our way there.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
And they're like, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're taking a seagull over
to
the aquarium.
We got a seagull. We're taking the aquarium. Like, you have a seagull in that box? Like, yep.
Yep.
And they fucking almost opened the box.
If they would have opened that box and let that seagull out, they were going to have to catch him and take him down to the aquarium themselves. So his name is Cilantro.
Yep. Oh, you know what? I have a picture of the box.
Oh, yeah. In the shower.
In the shower. I don't have a picture of the bird.
With the, what? Didn't we have laundry soap on top of it just in case he tried to break through
it?
Yeah.
That's right.
We are good people, though. We weren't mean putting him in the box. We had to put him there overnight.
We're trying to keep him so he wouldn't hurt himself.
Exactly. And I did call the rehabilitation center. Mm-hmm. About a week later, and they said that he was doing fine. And then they said he didn't have a broken wing, just a very strained wing.
Oh, okay, good.
And that they thought he'd be able to be released in the wild
good.
Very soon.
Good.
So that one was okay. God, I hope the coyote's fine.
I know. We'll find out.
So will you make up a nice story for me if they euthanized him?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I will not tell you.
I know. And there were so many people going after the coyote in the comments of this thing that I saw.
What?
They were like, because people were like, oh, poor baby, poor coyote, poor thing. I hope they don't euthanize. And they were all saying the things like I was saying. And they were like, whatever. That's an evil creature that has killed so many people's cats and dogs. And
what?
Only thing I'm thinking is like, if you don't want your animals being killed by them.
Don't let them go outside.
Don't let them, or provide a safe place for them in your backyard.
They're starving.
They are starving. And you know what? If your animal gets in the way of them, it's not anybody's fault but your own.
Yeah.
You know? So, sorry, guys. That's how I feel.
Well,
I think I'm sorry. This was a very serious podcast today, but we hope it was informative.
Yeah, I think we were informative.
And I hope that maybe we taught you something. Yeah. I know. I learned something. I learned some few things.
I think I learned a few things.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what other people do to like help.
Yeah.
I know some people think like global warming's a myth and I don't know. Maybe it is. I have no idea.
I actually don't think it's a myth anymore. Why would we have glaciers and ice caps melting at rapid pace in the North and South Poles?
Personally, and I'll probably get a lot of backlash for this, but I personally believe that it's just a cycle that you go through and that, the glaciers are melting, but you know what? They'll be coming back. But
you sound like my husband.
It's going to take a while. It doesn't happen overnight.
Well, it's true. Cause my husband says that, you know, when the dinosaurs lived on the whole world, there were no ice caps.
Right.
There was nothing like that.
And then we had
Ice Age happened, and no one knows exactly what killed the dinosaurs, but that could have killed them.
That could have killed them. So maybe it's just a cycle.
It could be.
And it could, maybe it takes millions of years to go through the cycle, but
maybe there's a weird orbit that we do that people don't realize that we're doing really slowly.
Maybe.
That causes this kind of stuff to happen.
Or maybe this is just a huge joke by aliens.
I knew you were going to go with aliens here.
It always has to do with the aliens.
Yes. That could be them. They could be just up there fucking with us.
They could. They could just be fucking with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, look, they think that their planet's being destroyed. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha. Well, today, guess what? Ice Age.
They push a button.
Yeah. You saw like that? Boom. Ice Age.
Ice Age.
It could be.
I'm sure that's it.
I'm sure. I just cracked this shit.
We know the secrets of the universe.
Hell yeah. Well.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah. And let us know if you have any topics you'd like for us to discuss or any problems, world problems you'd like us to solve, because we're really good at it.
I mean, we just solved this one.
We did. We totally
did. In like
did.
40 minutes.
We
I mean.
Rock.
I know.
Hey, wait, high five me.
I will high five you. That was really bad.
Do it again.
Okay. That was
there
pretty
we go.
Good. Boom.
We don't usually high five.
No, we haven't practiced that that much.
We'll get better at that.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
get
sorry.
There. We will.
All right, we're dorks. Okay.
All right. Well.
All right, everybody, have a good weekend.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.